Good day, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Cross-Eyed Ned's Word Online. And today I'd just like to touch on, just for a little bit, the purpose and not the purpose for reading and studying the Scriptures. The purpose of the Scriptures and what is not the purpose of the Scriptures. So first I'd like to just start with what is not the purpose of the Scriptures. I've got behind me on my dry erase board, I don't know if y'all can see the whole thing or not. I'll see if I can throw a diagram up on the screen there. We'll see if it's possible or not. You have a believer, one who's already born again. Christ is in their soul. Christ is in their heart. Jesus is present. And so, just real quick, I have to like take a step or two backwards. Back and just kind of mention this. When a person's not born again, they have their understanding concerning things, even concerning the things of God. Now, when a person is born again, we still have our thought concerning things, even the things that are of God. And I think I shared this in a previous podcast. God's thought is not our thought. God's thought is higher. It is above the thought of man, the thought of humanity. Now, our heart is either submitted to the mind of man, which is below, or our heart is either submitted to the mind of Christ, above, the mind of God, the eternal mind. And so, when approaching the Scriptures, our heart is submitted to one mind or the other, to either ignorance, which is the mind of man, or wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, which is the mind of God. All right, so just in saying that, for us who are born again, if we go to the Scriptures for, let's say, notes, Bible notes, for notes for a sermon, or for something to preach, or for something to teach, or basically just for understanding, knowledge, or wisdom that's there, etc., etc., then what we're doing is that we have ourselves as the object, as the goal of the Scriptures. And in our hearts, please listen, in our heart, we are coming. Actually, I can't say coming. In our heart, we are remaining short of the purpose for which God gave the Scriptures. Okay? Now, I'm going to be using a couple of verses in a second. So then, what happens when we are searching the Scriptures, when we are reading the Bible, searching the Bible for something, listen, something other than Christ Himself, then what happens is that we begin growing with a natural understanding, a natural knowledge of the Scriptures. Now, that's why we become what I call a big head. We become a mushroom head, where things are just not really proportional as they should be. I want to read a passage in 1 Corinthians. Give me just a second. I'll get there. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 and through. And this is the Apostle Paul speaking to the believers, speaking to those who are born again. Now, as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. But then he goes on. Knowledge, natural knowledge, the knowledge of man below, what does he say? It puffeth up. It puffs us up. It makes us think we're something when we are not. If we read a lot of the Scriptures, if we study a lot of the Scriptures, if we search a lot of the Scriptures, and please understand me, brothers and sisters, I do this. This is something I do. But what I also do is present everything that I'm reading, everything that I'm studying, everything that I'm searching, I present it to the Holy Spirit, who is the teacher. I don't just read to learn from that moment, from that point, like looking at a dictionary, a Bible dictionary, or looking at a Bible lexicon, or looking at a commentary, or anything like that, or some other type of reference. I don't just say, okay, now I've learned something. No, that example of now I have learned something puffeth up. It goes on, 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2, and if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. Why? Because the knowledge of man is below ignorance, darkness. The knowledge of God is above light. And see, as I stated from the very beginning, our hearts are either they are either submitted to the knowledge of man, or our hearts are submitted unto the knowledge of God. The latter requires a work of the Holy Spirit. And with the latter, brothers and sisters, you will never glory in what you believe you know, because it is not your knowing. It is the knowing of another. It is God's knowing. And God's knowing is His Son. All right? So with us who are born again, if we are going to the Scriptures to search for, to look for, to find, to try to discover, to try to find something other than Christ Himself, then in our hearts we are coming short of the purpose of the Scriptures. And we still know nothing. And as the Apostle Paul said, we know not yet as we ought to know. Our hearts not yet being submitted unto the knowledge of God. Okay, so that is not the purpose of going to the Scriptures. Now, the purpose of going to the Scriptures. And this is directed by the Holy Spirit, the one who leads, the one who guides unto all truth, into all truth, who is Christ Himself. So we come to the written word, the Bible, the Scriptures, with the expectation of finding, of discovering the living word. And let's look at John chapter 5, verse 39 and 40. This is Jesus Himself saying this. I didn't say this. Jesus said this. If we have an issue, we have an issue with Jesus Himself. All right? He says this. He says, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. He's basically saying, you're searching the Scriptures, you're trying to find something, and you think that you've found it. You think that you have found it. And then He goes on to say this. And they, the Scriptures, are they which testify of Me. The Scriptures are the testimony of Jesus Christ. And then verse 40, and you will not come to Me that you may have life. Basically, you will not come to Me to have what you're looking for. So then, the purpose of the Scriptures. By the leading of the Holy Spirit, we come to the written word to find, to discover the living word, the testimony of Christ. Having found, having discovered the testimony, the living word in the Scriptures, then we pray unto the Lord that that same one that we have seen in the Scriptures may be revealed in our heart, may be made known in our heart. That our hearts, listen, here we go again, that our hearts may come in knowledge from the knowledge of man which is below, unto the knowledge of God, which is above, who is Christ Himself. So then the Scriptures are having their perfect work in our heart. The testimony is having its perfect work in our heart, birthing in our heart an expectation to come and behold the one of whom they testify, Christ Himself. And there you have it. The purpose for the Scriptures, the purpose for which God gave us the Bible and somewhat of a diagram to go with it. So there you go. That's really all I had on my heart to share for this time, for this message. And I just wanted to make a mention also. We just put this on our website, crossideadnet.com, here below. If these are a blessing unto you, just please hit subscribe. And you can, in fact, support this ministry. We added an Amazon affiliate link on our website. So It's a way of indirectly supporting this ministry, which doesn't cost you anything, but you can go, if you shop on Amazon, you can go there and click our, what's it called, affiliate link, and then you can do your regular shopping, and the ministry gets a small percentage of what you purchase or what you spend, and it's basically, it's a way of the sellers saying thank you for directing traffic our way, for sending them business. So that's if you're interested in that, you can do that, and if you shop on Amazon. But that's all I had for today, and just please, as always, take everything that you read, take everything that you study, take everything that you see, take everything that you hear, present it to the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit can take that and use it in our heart for God's very own end, His very own will. Amen. Amen. We'll see you in our next time. Next message. Lord bless. Amen.